A lot of people want to be different just to be different. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do the same show as everybody else is doing. And that's fine, right? Nobody wants to do the same exact show that someone else is doing.
Right.
Brandwidth On Demand, rebooting radio with a different take on all radio can be.
But if you're going to be different, the word that I like to use is refreshing.
Okay.
You want to be different in a way that's refreshing to the audience. It actually has the audience's benefit in mind. Like, not just like, we're not going to do any benchmarks because they're annoying. Well, okay. But what are you going to do? But what are you going to do that's interesting and has some audience benefit?
Yeah.
So you have to stand for something and something that the audience cares about.
Now your guides through the Mediamorphosis, David Martin, and author of the book Brandwidth, media branding coach, Kipper McGee.
Angela Pirelli is a seasoned media coach and consultant renowned for her experience in talent development and content strategy. With over two decades in the radio industry, she's been program director at very influential stations everyone's heard of, like K101 in San Francisco. And of course, she had a great run at Star 98.7 in LA. Her leadership helped these stations achieve major rating successes and established her as a pioneering force in personality-driven radio. In her coaching role, she guides hosts, podcasters, content creators in crafting engaging, audience-focused shows. Her approach, blending creative storytelling and strategic coaching, continues to make her a sought-after mentor in the radio and digital media landscape. Brandwidth On Demand is proud to welcome Angela Pirelli.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
We are so glad to have you, Angela. So to start with, what common mistakes do you see a lot of new hosts making, and how can we, as the coaches, program directors, content managers, how can we help them avoid those common mistakes when we hire them?
Mm. Do you know what? I love the expression, you don't show up to a party with the lampshade on your head. You know, I think that a lot of shows come in and they want to be all about them and making noise and being funny right away. And really the best way to endear yourself to the audience is to build a bridge by understanding what they like and acknowledging them. You know, if the station plays music, country music, say, your audience loves country music, become a huge country music fan. Get behind the music, love the music, be passionate about the music. Let the audience get to know you by which songs you like and why you like them. So we do get to learn about you, but not because you're on the air talking for 3 minutes about what you did over the weekend, but because you're passionate about something that they're also passionate about. And over time, they will get to know you by your perspective and your opinions on things. As they get to know you, you can be more revealing. But the biggest mistake I see shows make is coming in guns blazing a little bit too much, too fast. And it's a turnoff to the audience, particularly if you're replacing a show that they liked. Just have to ease in and take your time. That would be my advice.
Well, what things help an on-air talent define and highlight their unique brand?
I love the saying about branding. I think it was Jeff Bezos that said, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah, right.
So a really good way to figure out your brand is to ask people flat out, friends, colleagues, you know, what do you think my strengths are? What do I stand for? How would you describe me to someone else? You can start with that list of things and see if it calibrates with how you see yourself or how you want to be seen. If everybody says you're funny and you want to be funny, great. If people say things that don't line up with who you want to be in the next few years, like it may not be right now, but how you want your brand to grow, if those words don't match, then you've got some work to do. And firstly, figuring out what that is for yourself. So understanding why, and here's what I think. For morning shows especially, because that's where my work is, so that's what I typically talk about. People do morning shows for a lot of reasons. Sometimes people like to entertain people. They're funny and they like to make people laugh. Some people like to build community, bring people together and make people feel less alone. Some people like to inform, right? And to share interesting, helpful information. And so getting really clear on what your purpose is will help you filter content, will help you make decisions on what you post on social media. And then if you're consistent about that over a course of time, people will get to know that about you. A, you have to know what your purpose is, understand what your values are. It's so easy. You can go online and Google a list of values and force yourself to pick three and live your life by those three values and live your and make sure that those values show up on your social media and on your show consistently. You know, it might be family, might be adventure, might be humor, integrity, all of those. And each person's trifecta of values is different, mm-hmm. right? And that's what differentiates you. Oh, speaking of which, you asked what another mistake is that new shows make. And I think, and this also speaks to values, is a lot of people want to be different just to be different. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do the same show as everybody else is doing. And that's fine. Nobody wants to do the same exact show that someone else is doing.
Right.
But if you're going to be different, the word that I like to use is refreshing.
Okay.
You want to be different in a way that's refreshing to the audience, that actually has the audience's benefit in mind. Like, not just like, we're not going to do any benchmarks because mm-hmm. they're annoying. Well, okay. But what are you going to do? But what are you going to do that's interesting and has some audience benefit?
Yeah.
So, wanting to be different isn't enough. You have to stand for something and something that the audience cares about.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot. Is that too much?
No, all good. Okay, and yeah, you want to do something that's good, not just something.
Right. I swear, I worked with one show. They wanted everything. Good. They didn't want. They wanted to do everything different.
Yeah.
Just to be different, and none of it was good, and so they didn't last very long. Well, that's a surprise.
Yeah, like the radio station that didn't want to play any hit cuts from the album, so they played all the
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. That's such a great example, Kipper.
Yeah. Okay, so shifting gears a little bit to multi-host shows, what things might you recommend to someone who wants to create individual roles within a team setting, and how do they go about creating their individual brands while creating a team brand?
Right, because each person is a brand within the show brand, within the station brand. And so you want to have each person get really clear. The other piece of it is, what are they really good at? What are their superpowers? And so making sure that you've got a team show where the superpowers are different. Like, maybe somebody's really good at storytelling, communicating, you know, doing kind of a news breaks or what's trending or whatever that is. Somebody that can present information. Someone else that is a really idea person, really creative, funny, potentially more unfiltered. So you want to make sure that you've got different types of people. You don't want two or three of the same type of person, even though they might get along really well. There has to be some built-in differentiation. And in fact, I work with a show, they're so different. And so they clash with each other sometimes. And I keep having to remind them, the reason that your show works is because you're different. And so embracing those differences and accepting that that's what makes the conversation more engaging and interesting mm-hmm. than you guys agreeing on everything all the time. So making sure that there's built-in differences between the players, but then also that there's some base level things that they have in common. One would be work ethic, for example. Integrity would be another one, like core values that they can all operate by the same rules, that they have the same way of showing up to the show.
What's the best way, Angela, for hosts to handle critical listener feedback or negative comments?
Oh, listener feedback or feedback from a manager? Or
yeah, both. Both.
Well, first thing is to really decide whether that person's feedback is valuable to you. You know, is that someone who has your best interest at heart? Is that someone who's trying to help you get better? Or is that someone who's just a troll that's trying to, you know, they're having a bad day and so they're taking it out on you? So the first thing is, do they have skin in the game? The program director, the consultant, the general manager are giving you feedback. They're trying to help you get better
mm-hmm.
because if you get better, their job is secure and your job is secure and everybody wins. So first off is just differentiating. And then if it's a listener, I think some people just don't even look. Like, if you know you're thin-skinned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know someone who has someone else go through their comments on social media so they don't see it. Because it just hurts too much. And especially women, I think women, not only that, because don't think that it's because women are more sensitive, it's because people are harder on women.
You bet they are.
And that I believe that to my bones.
I do too.
Yeah.
Talent coach to the stars, Angela Parrilli. Know someone we should interview or a topic we ought to cover? Well, let us know. Email your suggestions to show@brandwithondemand.com or reach out on social. Brand with Plus on Instagram, Facebook, and X. That's Brand with Plus, P-L-U-S, Brand with Plus.
And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. And please be sure to hit the follow button wherever you're getting us. And if you've been with us for a while, please be sure to tell a friend. We're Brandwidth on Demand, wherever podcasts are found. Our goal, to help you mastering audio-first media.
Coming up, Angela Parrilli shares one opportunity for audio-first content creators that may be found hiding in plain sight.
Music Master, less stress, more yes. Hey, this is Dave Tyler, and maybe it's just me, but I love up-tempo songs coming out of the legal ID at the top of the hour, as well as out of my stop sets. It's kind of like saying, all right, we're done with business, let's get back to the party. To do this, I use clock filters in these positions that only choose medium up or up-tempo songs. Sounds great every time, and it's easy to set up. If you have any questions, just shoot me an email at dave@musicmaster.com. Music Master, music scheduling the way it should be.
Wondering how to put AI to work for you? Well, here's a must-have tool. Radial Content Pro constantly searches hundreds of verified sources, then curates content to use on the air, online, and on social media. It writes newscasts, entertainment reports, teases, phone topics, blog posts, social media posts, and more for every single topic. And RCP's amazing sidekick lets you personalize the content to fit your style and local market. Get details and a free 7-day trial now. RadioContentPro.com.
Opportunities hidden in plain sight. In plain sight. Brandwidth on Demand.
We are with the very smart and inspiring coach, Angela Parrilli. Angela, what's the one opportunity for most radio shows today that seems, well, really obvious to you? In fact, they may find it hiding in plain sight.
Oh, I love that question and my mind racing about a lot of different things. One, I think, is not forgetting about the audience, right? You're doing a show and you think you're performing and, hey, you're listening to our show, and you're missing the opportunity to connect, that it's really more about what you can do for the audience. And I especially find this in the area of being authentic and people being vulnerable on the air and sharing their stories, that people don't really care about your story as much as they want to feel less alone. And so if you can share a story that makes them feel like, oh yeah, me too, I've done that, or I've been through that, that they'll feel closer to you. And I think that's such a missed opportunity. People talk too much about themselves without connecting the dots of why it makes any impact on the audience.
The talent coach of the stars like Carson Daly, Kevin and the Bean, and so many more, Angela Parrilli. We have links to her YouTube channel, including her sought-after Ask Angela Anything, all about building authentic connections with audiences, refining on-air presence, and navigating the evolving media landscape. All in the show notes. Scroll down on your phone.
As always, our special thanks to our special exec producer, Cindy Huber, and associate producer, Hannah B., who helps booking. And coming up next.
Hey, this is Mark Ramsey. If you want to know everything there is to know about making podcasts you haven't made yet, reaching audiences you haven't reached yet, and getting business you haven't gotten yet, well, at least 30 minutes of it, then listen to the interview with me on Brandwidth on Demand next time.
That's a wrap, Kipper. Your calendar can be your friend. Well, it can and it cannot. We'll find out more. It's in 1 Minute Martinizing. Find it in the show notes at brandwithondemand.com. I'm Dave Martin.
And I'm Kipper McGee. May all your brandwidth be wide.